We sing all the glory to your name, for you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You are the I am that I am, one whom we worship and with one whom we sing praises to. We give you all the glory and we give you all the thanks. You are God that reigns supreme in our affairs, and we acknowledge you over our lives. Thank you for this opportunity to remember your birth, and thank you for this opportunity to talk to ourselves about the Messiah. We give you all the glory and all the praise. Let your name be exalted in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Please be seated. Oh, you're already sitting, Seth. Hallelujah. It's nice to be here, and really thank you for coming, and I'm sure that you have been blessed already. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't have so many things to say, but I have something to tell you about the Word of God. In Luke chapter 2, and I'll take everything from the scriptures that we have read. Okay, let's start with Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9, and I read verses 6 and 7. I'll take the NKJV, and then I'll take the New Living Translation. So verse 6, Isaiah chapter 9, NKJV, it says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice, from that time forward, even forever." And in verse part of it says, "The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Amen. It says, "The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Hallelujah. Meaning that from the child time the son is given to us, to the time that the government will be upon his shoulder, to the time we'll call him Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, he's saying that it is the zeal of the Lord of hosts that will perform these things. Amen. Hallelujah. In Luke chapter 2, and I read from verse 8. It says, "Now there was in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the signs to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.' And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to all men.'" Amen. Hallelujah. Let me read you this portion of the scriptures in a language that you like. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read verse 10. It says, I'm going to read in my mother tongue. Luke chapter 2 and verse 10. "Angeli na si wi fun won pe ma beru sha wo mo mu irere ayo nla wa fun yin ti o se ti eniyan gbogbo nitori abi olugbala fun yin loni ni ilu Davidi ti se Kristi Oluwa." Amen. Hallelujah. Well, for today, is born for us. Hallelujah. And you see, what I wanted to show you is that when the angel was announcing his birth, the Bible records here that in verse 13, it says, and suddenly there was with the angel. So one angel appeared to the shepherds, okay? And he was telling them that to you is born this day a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And then suddenly a host of angels appeared, okay? And then they said, and they were praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. In Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 7 that we read, if you take the New Living Translation, it says, Isaiah chapter 9 and in verse 7, I'm going to read the New Living Translation, and I'm going to read verse 7. It says, his government and its peace will never end. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity. And then it says, the passionate commitment of the Lord of heaven's armies will make this happen. Amen. It says, the passionate commitment of the Lord of heaven's armies will make it happen. Hallelujah. And one thing I want us to note is that we are able to stand here today and talk about the Messiah that was born because God was faithful to his word. Hallelujah. He said it and he did it. Amen. Now he's saying there that in the book of Isaiah, that was thousands of years before Christ was born, it was saying that it would take the passionate commitment of the Lord of heaven's armies. So we take the commitment of the host of heaven to make everything that was said to come to pass. And that was why when the first angel came and spoke to the shepherds, then a great host appeared. Because it was not just one. It took the whole of the heavenly host to make sure that the word of God that he said concerning the Messiah will come to pass. Amen. And I dare say to you this evening that if it was only one of us that was here, either me or you that was here, Christ will still have come to die for us. Hallelujah. The Messiah will still have come to die, hallelujah, and then to rise again and then to save us. Amen. And the same heavenly host, God will still move the same heavenly host on behalf of one of us. Amen. It says if one person is missing in his household, God will leave everybody and will go and look for that one person that is missing. Hallelujah. And in the same light, I need you to understand this, that in all of the things that he does, the commitment of the heavenly host is backed up. He backs up every word of his with the commitment of the heavenly host. Amen. And as we look into the year 2026, hallelujah, amen, I dare say to you that for everything that he has promised you, he will back it up with the passionate commitment of the heavenly host. Amen. I thought you would say amen. So that means that for everything that you are looking for in 2026, or that you are even aiming for in 2026, the heavenly host is running around. I don't think you understand it. So some years ago, we had one of our reverends come to preach for us. He's a military man. He's a serving military man. He came to preach. And when he was coming, because of his rank in the military, they sent him with him. So there was a truck of military men behind him. And then when he got to somewhere close to church, he told those ones that, please, you cannot follow me. I don't need this battalion to follow me. We are going to church. But because it's their responsibility, when something is your responsibility, they don't need to tell you. It's their responsibility that once their organ moves, they must move. Aha. Now, this passionate commitment, it is the responsibility of the host of heaven that once God's word is sent forth, the host of heaven, they move so that that word of God comes to pass. Hallelujah. And God speaks his word concerning everyone. He speaks to every individual. He speaks concerning every individual, and he backs up his word with power. The Bible says he exalts his word above his name. Amen. So that he exalts his word above his name. Amen. I don't know if you understand what that means. But what it means is that we know that God's name is holy. And we see his name as holy. But the Bible is telling us that when God speaks, God will rather take care of his word and then forget about his name. Because he knows that his word locates him. Hallelujah. Amen. So, you know, there was a time somebody was ruling this country. And then everybody would say that if the person says that it's morning, you should go and check and be sure that it is morning. Hallelujah. And no, God is not like that. When God says it is done, then it is done. Hallelujah. Amen. When God says this is going to happen, then it's going to happen. Amen. If you look at Luke chapter 1, from verse 9. Luke chapter 1 from verse 9. I will read the NKJV. Luke 1 from verse 9. I just want to show you how committed God is to his word. Okay. And the way God plans everything, and everything must happen one after the other as he has planned it. So sometimes when you are in a position for a long time, okay? And please note that God is not bound by time. Amen. God is not bound by time. It's you that will say, God, it's 6 o'clock. If you don't do it by 6 o'clock, I am not going to do anything again. God is not bound by time. God is bound by the orchestration of events that leads to the actualization of other events. Hallelujah. And that was why before, the last thing he created was what? What was the last thing God created? Man. But before God created man, what did he do? He created everything that man would need to survive. Hallelujah. Amen. So he created the heavens and the earth. He created night and day. He created the fish in the sea. He created the birds in the air. He created the plants. Hallelujah. And then he gave them instructions. You be fruitful and multiply. Hallelujah. He said, bring forth after each other. Okay? That's how God is. So he puts this in place. He makes provision for every vision that he has. So he wouldn't have created man without knowing what man will survive on or what man will live on. And then he looked at it, he created man, and then from man, he brought out woman. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. He brought out a helpmate for man, and man called him the person woman. Hallelujah. Now, before the birth of the Messiah, God had orchestrated things. He knows that there will be a forerunner. Okay? And this was what happened. In Luke chapter 1, and I read from verse 9. From verse 8. So it was while he was serving as priest before God in order of his division, according to the custom of the priesthood, his Lord fell to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of people was praying outside at the hour. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And he will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will also go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for God. Hallelujah. And Zechariah said to the angel, how shall I know this? I'm an old man, and my wife is well advanced in years. And then he says, the angel said to him, I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and was sent to speak to you and bring you glad tidings. Hallelujah. Amen. He says, I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and was sent to you to bring you glad tidings. He says, but behold, you'll be mute and not be able to speak. Amen. Now, let's go to verse 26. It says, so The angel of the Lord appeared to Zechariah and told him that, look, your wife will bear a child. Zechariah says, and I'm old man, but he says, I stand in the presence of God and I have been sent. Now, in verse 26, he says, now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee. The same angel Gabriel was sent by God to the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord will give him the throne of his father David. He says, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. And if you remember, in Isaiah 9, verse 6, it says, of his government there will be no end. Hallelujah. And thousands of years after, the angel is appearing to Mary and saying, of his kingdom there will be no end. Hallelujah. So the word of God that was sent forth in the time of Isaiah remains all to the day of the actualization of that word. Hallelujah. And then the angel said in verse 35, said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore also, the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth one for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Then Mary said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be unto me according to your word. And the angel disappeared. Hallelujah. Amen. So the angel tells Mary that, look, your cousin that is considered barren is now carrying a child. Okay? And there was no way Mary would confirm. The only way, what Mary did was to just accept what God has told her. Say, accept it and said, be it unto me according to your word. But then Mary was also having an inkling, was also having a kind of doubt. Let me go and see if truly Elizabeth is with a child. So the next verse, it says here that now Mary arose in verse 39. It says, Mary arose in those days and went into the city and went into the holy country with haste. So she arose and went with haste. Why was she going with haste? Now, if I'm going to go to the city, I will just go to the city calmly. Now, the angel just told her that you are going to have a child, and it will be the Son of the Most High. And then the angel was telling her also that your cousin that we considered barren, somebody that you see that can never give birth, is also with child. And then Mary could no longer contain it. And then she got up and went with haste and went to the city. And it says, he entered the house of... She went into the country with haste to the city of Judah and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the babe lived in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is it granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Hallelujah. Now at this point, it was Elizabeth that was carrying a baby. What Mary had was the word of God delivered to her by the angel and her accepting it. And yet, Elizabeth was saying to her, please, can you go back to verse 42? Elizabeth was saying to her, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And then the next verse, it says, but why is it granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Now, Mary did not tell Elizabeth her encounter with the angel. Mary did not tell Elizabeth that the angel said, I am pregnant, hallelujah, or I will bear a child. Now, Elizabeth saw Mary. Then the Bible says she was filled with the Holy Spirit. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, she knew that this is the mother of the Savior. And he said, but why is it granted that the mother of the Lord should come to me? When God speaks his word, he performs his word. Hallelujah. When he speaks, he causes everything under heaven to perform the word. When you go back to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 7, it says, the passionate commitment of the armies of the Lord of hosts will bring these things to pass. Hallelujah. I don't know what you are believing God for. This is not a season for eating. Hallelujah. It is a season for inflection and to go back to God and say that the same passion of commitment or passionate commitment that the heavenly host had to make to ensure that the Messiah was born is the same passionate commitment you are asking God for, that for every word and for every promise that he has given to you, everything should come to pass. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know what you are believing God for. You are believing God for good health. You are believing God for anything. There's a passionate commitment that accompanies everything that we are asking God for, because it is his heavenly host that will bring them to pass. He says, as long as the Lord hath remained, the word of God will not return to him void until it has accomplished everything that it has sent forth to accomplish. Hallelujah. I don't know what word God has given to you, but what I'm saying to you this night is that we are celebrating the Messiah because there was a commitment that he must come to pass. Hallelujah. And the same Messiah that we're celebrating has died and has risen. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we are asking God this night, amen, as we rise and we are going to pray for the next 2 minutes, that indeed the Lord will grant that the heavenly host, that passionate commitment, to bring to pass every single promise that he has given to us. And the Lord will answer us in Jesus' name. Let us rise on our feet and pray. Let's thank him and give him praise. That indeed, as we remember his son, we are remembering that 2,000 years before, he said through the mouth of his prophet Isaiah, that unto us a son is born, and unto us a child is given. And we are remembering that he told his angel to go and speak to Mary. Hallelujah. And these things will come to pass. Hallelujah. And the same thing we are holding on to, because he's God yesterday, today, and forever. That the word that he has given to us, it will surely come to pass. Hallelujah. Because he's God, and he's good, and he's true. And he's true to his word. Father, we thank you and we give you praise. We magnify your name, we glorify you. Thank you for your everlasting presence in our life. Thank you for your word that you have given to us. Even as we are able to understand and celebrate Christmas, we are able to understand and celebrate the fact that in our life, your world holds fast. Hallelujah. We are able to understand that in our life, your world is important because you are God and you are good. It says, by two immutable things, you cannot lie. God does not have the ability to lie. And so the promises he has given to us, the promises of good health, he says the very life of God flows on the inside of us. The promises of good health, the promises of long life that he gives, he did grant to us in Jesus' name. Father, we give you all the glory and praise. Let your name be exalted. In Jesus' name, we pray.